Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
And now let's go to Galway, because let me read you this quote. First of all, it sets it up nicely. Our young people have suffered, not just in terms of education, but from a mental health perspective, and it's not sustainable. Now, that's according to the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, who says the government intends to dramatically increase the attendance of students at campus at third level colleges from September. And they want to start do that by using rapid antigen tests to detect COVID-19 outbreaks. Well, our reporter John Cook joins me now from Inuit Galway College campus for more on this. John, what is in the government's plan, do you know?
Well, Cormac, the Higher Education Minister was announcing today a new partnership between Trinity College Dublin, UCD, University College Cork, as well as researchers here at NUI Galway with the support of Science Foundation Ireland. And they're working on a range of innovative new rapid tests for COVID-19 on college campuses and in student accommodation with a view to getting more students physically back to college for the new academic year in September or October. And he said this research could be a game changer for society beyond colleges, because rapid testing could be the key to large sporting events and outdoor social gatherings. Simon Harris was announcing his plans in further detail with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 today.
And what we will basically be doing is rolling out new innovative COVID rapid tests in both student accommodation and also in on-campus attendance. There's about 7,000 people in campuses every day. There'll be a variety of tests, saliva tests, nasal spray tests, tests you can do yourself, tests you can't do yourself. Some people will be serially tested twice a week. Some will be randomly tested. And what this is about doing is, I suppose, learning more about the tests, which could benefit the whole country. But also, I want to get our students back to college desperately. So in June, we'll provide a concrete update on what the new college year will look like. But to be clear, it won't look like this one. I mean, college is not about sitting in the box room or at the corner of the kitchen table. Our young people have suffered, not even educationally, actually, but from a mental health and well-being point of view. And it's not sustainable, and we need to get them back. And that's what everybody is working tirelessly to do.
And that's Minister Simon Harris there. Is this kind of testing already happening in colleges, John?
Yes, Cormac, researchers at the four colleges involved are already involved in pilot projects on rapid testing, and it's happening, well, I'm told, right across the world for other colleges and even cities in some parts of America. Researchers at the Ryan Institute in NUI Galway have a number of saliva screening pilot projects up and running, including in their own research centre, as well as on campus at the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology, to help facilitate students attend labs and in-person classes there. That's been happening 2 days a week for those students since early March. They also have another pilot project involving regular PCR tests testing on saliva samples for workers at the Thermo King manufacturing plant in Galway. And director of the Ryan Institute, Professor Charlie Spillane, told me this could become the norm to get colleges up and running, but possibly also for workplaces and social gatherings, even weddings and funerals, he said. I asked him how their pilot project is working in practice.
At the moment, we're testing in the region of hundreds of people per day, but we can scale that up to like 5,000, 10,000 per week. And like, scaling up is just a question of investment and resources and logistics. It's not a problem.
With a sample of their saliva?
With a sample of their saliva, or indeed using rapid antigen tests. So our current initiative with our partner universities is to compare the different types of testing systems. We've got saliva testing with PCR, we've got saliva testing with a test called LAMP, and we've another one which is testing with rapid antigen testing. And so we want to evaluate the merits and demerits of each of those, so that we have everything in place for September to help our universities and also other universities to get up and running and bring students back to campus.
How quickly do you have the results, and is it getting people into classes in the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology, for instance, right now?
Right now, our pilot studies are getting students back on campus and enabling that in GMIT, for sure. We have a lot of research postgraduate students that we screen on an ongoing basis, so we know that the environment that they're in, you know, is free of COVID, essentially.
And how quick for the results?
We turn around results from the saliva testing in 24 hours. Ourselves and Trinity also do saliva testing. Rapid antigen testing could be anything within 1 hour. So, you know, there's merits and demerits to each of these.
So could we have students in September maybe queuing up for those tests before they get to know in the morning, do they get to go to college classes and do they get to have a normal college day? Can you see that happening?
I think the key message for the students is that this is a route to getting back to some form of normality for the student bodies in all of our universities. centres, and really, if we can get kind of testing going to bring back students into classrooms on campus, I think it's in everybody's interest, including particularly the students.
Yeah, how they'd love that type of normality back. That's Professor Charlie Spillane of the Ryan Institute in Inuit Galway. John, are many students actually present on campus here today?
You know, not many, Cormac. It's a beautiful sunny day. A few sitting out talking about final year exams or end of year projects and theses. But it seems strange not to see students around here, and to hear that for first and second year students, some of them have hardly been to college at all during the pandemic. Mainly the people I met were final year exam students or postgraduate students coming into the library, including theatre studies, journalism and chemistry students. Starting with Sarah, who was making a rare trip to the campus just to use the library today.
No, not this year. I haven't been on the campus at all this year. Previous years I would have been in college all day from morning till the evening time, but this year I've just been constantly studying in my room, and it's a totally different environment. Like, you don't have the support from your friends. I mean, when you're coming into college, you're having the chats, you're kind of helping each other with problems, like, do you know, lectures. If we don't understand something, we kind of come together as a group and work on it together, but obviously we can't do that now. Yeah, it's just totally different. I've kind of lost communication with a lot of people as well that I would have talked to before.
You miss friends, like, and yeah, having the crack. There's no, yeah, well, people would have said there might have been student parties, and we saw the headlines about that, but a lot of people were just at home not seeing anybody.
Yeah, and that was the case for me. I just lost contact with a lot of friends that I would have talked to in first to third year. But only my really close friends I've kind of stayed in contact with. And it's kind of sad that we won't all get to finish the year off together.
Do you feel you missed out, so?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah.
Sophia, has that been a problem for you?
Yeah, it was a similar situation. I was in the lab, so I was lucky in that way, and I got to meet up with friends on campus for lab work. But in terms of lectures, like, it was kind of a nightmare to get them done and to also know what was going on with each module. So I felt like a lot of information wasn't conveyed well from the college to us. In terms of social life and societies as well, because I'm like heavily involved in one of the societies and we haven't met up at all this year, and I would have been part of that since first year. Like, we've had Zoom stuff, but it's kind of harder to keep the ball rolling.
David, you're from Mayo. There's a lot of people stayed in Mayo or stayed in Westmeath, where Sarah comes from, or wherever this year, because they couldn't really do much in college or on campus, could they?
Yeah, no, a lot did stay at home, because why would you be coming up? You'd be coming up just to stay online. I was fortunate enough I could have a few lectures in person. But even then, I've been online a lot, and you face a lot of mental and physical fatigue as a result, really. There's the idea, you know, we're kind of all in this together, and that can be questioned at points, I think, how people do feel.
Why? But, do you feel students were forgotten along the way or something?
I think that could be argued, definitely. And a lot of times students could be, you could say, have been thrown under the bus in terms of being claimed to be spreaders and all that kind of thing. I think the students can often be an easy target for people because they don't have that much of a voice or even a loud voice.
And a lot of them just sitting at home in the bedroom trying to log on for lectures, is it?
That's really it, you know. And my bedroom's supposed to be my private time, but not anymore.
Maureen, you're from?
Philadelphia in the United States.
And how long are you in Galway?
I've been here since September. So I visited Galway before and I loved it. So I was looking forward to experiencing it through as a student, but it has not, you know, been the experience that I was anticipating.
In Philadelphia, are your friends on campus in college, or what are they doing?
Yeah, everyone is pretty much back in person. My brother is a student in Philadelphia and he's back in person. They're looking into administering vaccines on campus as well at home right now. So.
And Sarah, when you hear about Simon Harris saying today there could be rapid testing for September, the student experience next year would be very different to what has been. Does that sound hopeful?
I don't know. We could see, but I'd be a bit hesitant to be like, oh, it'll definitely be all back 1st of September. I don't really see that being definite, really.
I'm not so sure if it will happen. I'm a bit of a pessimist in that sense, but I think it's definitely a good idea and it offers hope if nothing else, and I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah, like, it'd be brilliant if they could get rapid testing into the college. I mean, the whole experience of college is being with friends and, you know, socialising. That's a huge part of it, so they definitely need to try and get that back into the college life.
Yeah, keep the faith, students here. Students in Galway speaking to John Cook. A texter says someone should be asking Minister Harris why students are paying fees when lectures are now online, and we'll address that question possibly another day. But we've heard from John Cook's report. My thanks to John.